So I like to tune into the Bets and Quotes podcast. Just to see if one of my quotes made it, and I get sad when they don't.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Bets and Quotes. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
All right. And this week, we've got no Power Trip on Friday. So we're going to try and do our best to sort of fill the gap and give you a little bit of a Friday fix on today's show. We're going to talk to Mr. Z later, and he's going to preview some upcoming movies in lieu of his normal Friday Power Trip segment. And then Mr. Z is going to stick around, and we're going to play initials on the Bets and Quotes podcast. So it's going to be Mr. Z, Dave, of course, you're playing, and then we're going to be joined by Brandon, who's Power Trip Initials on Twitter, and Smitty on Twitter. Chuck will be joining us as well to play initials. So we'll try and give you a little bit of a taste of Friday, even though the guys are off and you have to go through 4 days without the Power Trip. So. But we'll start, of course, with the Lou Cove score update. The Twins are on the West Coast this week. They're in Oakland, and it is 0-0 in the bottom of the first inning. So, going to be a late night for Lou tonight.
Yeah. And think if they go 18 innings like they have been the last couple of weeks.
I don't know if Lou can handle that. Lou doesn't seem like he seems more of an early bird to me than a late night guy.
Yeah, I wonder if he pops in the old VHS tape and records it. You know, the pre TiVo days.
Lou's probably got a whole stack of VHS tapes of Twins games on it. So
just like WrestleMania 1998 crossed out, WrestleMania 2002 crossed out, like 2019 A's versus Twins.
Absolutely. All right. So go Twins, and let's get started with the bets.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. We've only got one bet to talk about this weekend, but it's worth talking about. So I've been doing Power Trip Bets for 4 years, and there's been all sorts of bets. There's been, you know, big bets, little bets, long-term bets, short-term bets. There's been funny bets. There's been every bet under the sun. They're closing in on 300 bets since I started this account. And then there's what happened last Thursday. Tommy Olsen bet Meat Sauce Paul Lambert $500 to Sauce's $2,000. That the Minnesota Golden Gopher football team would win the national championship in the next 10 years. Now, before we get into this, let me just set the record straight. If it was my money on this, I'm with Meat Sauce 10 out of 10 times. I'm putting everything against the Gophers. Having said that, this bet has the possibility to be the absolute goat. If this hits, let's just for a second... You know, because we know math on this show, right?
Some of us do.
We know it's not 0%. So let's just go with the whatever that possibility is, that the Gophers actually win the national championship in the next 10 years. This bet is the GOAT, and I might just quit as Power Trip Bets. I mean, how on earth could you top that bet? There'd be no way. The man, his father played for the Gophers. He grew up cheering for the Golden Gophers. He played 4 years for the Golden Gophers, some of that time alongside his brother, who played 4 years for the Golden Gophers. He graduated from Minnesota. He is the most diehard Gopher Rube of all time, and he put $500 on a bet that no one in their right mind thinks he's going to win. And if the Gophers actually win this, it's one of the most significant moments in the history of the power trip.
It does. He definitely has the opportunity for greatness and for, you know, bold. Everybody loves a good hot sports take, you know, saying, making a bet that has 10 years of happening maybe doesn't sound like it's a very, you know, aggressive bet, but to say that, let alone, you know, the Minnesota Golden Gophers winning a football national title is one thing, but just, you know, a Minnesota sports team outside of the Minnesota Lynx winning a championship in general in the next 10 years would be outlandish. It will be the GOAT bet if they win in the next 10 years.
100%. And the thing is, too, you know, from Tommy's perspective, yeah, he's got $500 at risk, but, you know, you break it down over 10 years. So it's like, okay, 10 years, 52 weeks a year, that's 520 weeks for $500.
It's like a dollar an hour.
It's actually more like a dollar. It's even less than a dollar an hour. It's like a dollar a week that Tommy's putting at risk here over the next 10 years for potentially the greatest bet of all time. So I never take sides on bets for the most part, but I'm like, for the Minnesota Gophers to win the national championship and to see Tommy after he wins this bet, I have to cheer on this bet.
Yeah, it's just, it's very interesting. Obviously, we had earlier in the year, we had a 5-year long bet with Jordan Spieth winning a major in the next 5 years. 10 years, I mean, Chuck, this means that we're doing this podcast for at least 10 more years just because of this bet.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And in fact, if we're going to do it 10 years, we might as well play out the whole Quentin Nelson thing, unless he's out of the league in the next couple of years. So. all right. Well, yeah, very, very ballsy bet. That's for sure. That will do it. That was the only new bet. That was the only action this week, because most of these are long-term bets. So we're not going to have anything settle for a while. So that'll do it for the bets of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
All right, folks, it's time for the quotes of the week. And since we are now, the U.S. women are in the final for the World Cup, we're going to do it a little bit of bronze, silver, and gold this week. So with the bronze medal quote of the week, it's Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
You get 3 minutes, 3 minutes with Kate Upton.
Yeah.
But you have to go to a weekend Tesla festival that's their entire catalog. Every song they've ever done.
If I could last 3 minutes, I'd still be married.
That is so brilliant. Like, that quote is, like, I love that, just that whole clip there, because it's so many things about the power trip all at once. You've got Corey with one of his sauce hypotheticals, where he's throwing out some bizarre scenario that could never happen for Sauce to answer. You've got Sauce dropping a great line about his marriage, for his former marriage. And you've got Hockey singing along to Tesla in the background.
For the last 20 minutes before that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was I missed that segment live, and I was wondering why my Twitter feed was just lighting up with Tesla quotes. So, it was brilliant.
Brilliant by Sauce there with the bronze medal.
Yes.
We will move to the silver, and I will award the silver to somebody who listens to our podcast and is making the quotes of the week this week. It is the all-timer GOAT of Power Trip Quotes, Chris Hockey.
Hey, I lost my virginity on a waterbed.
What if it's a lady?
Of course you did.
I should really say that the quote of the week goes to that random listener who replied, "Of course you did."
Oh, that was so brilliant, because there was just this long pause, and then it's like, "Of course you did." She knew who she was talking to.
Exactly. And as a person who has buzzed up, you know, Hawker, ever waiting to get let into the elevator, for her to come up with that response, you know, As a listener, you're a little intimidated by the situation and everything. And for her to come up with that was pretty awesome. So whoever that was, great quote.
Well done.
All right. Well, the gold medal goes to the winner from last week. This is back-to-back weeks for the first time that Mr. Corey Cove, former poker player, makes the number one quote of the week.
You go to a weekend Tesla festival, there's more sleeves in a box of Oreos than at a Tesla festival.
I knew you would love that one.
Oh, that's brilliant. And of course, what I love a lot of times about the things Corey says is it immediately paints a mental picture in my head. And yeah, I was just picturing a bunch of guys with their long hair and no sleeves just rocking out to Tesla.
Yep, just the way that he set that up, two words into that sentence, I'm like, this is a quote of the week already. Like, I can tell when something's quotable at this point.
Oh, that was absolutely fantastic. I think all three of those quotes were from Friday's show, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so they were definitely on fire on Friday, so.
Well, there beautiful. Are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we are going to attempt to, just in our own tiny little way here on the Bets and Quotes podcast, to give you a little bit of a Friday fix. So the power trip's off this week, Thursday, Friday, and obviously Saturday, Sunday. So that's 4 days without the power trip. And, you know, typically on Fridays, we hear from Mr. Z, and we also play the initials game on the power trip. And we thought, let's just give you a little bit of a flavor for that. So we are going to talk to Mr. Z, and then he's going to stick around and try his luck at initials. So let's join up with Mr. Z. Every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, they talk to Mr. Z. So when the Power Trip Morning Show is not available, he settles for us. How you doing, Mr. Z?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good to have you. This is a summer of a lot of blockbusters. We've already seen quite a few come out. I know I just went and saw Toy Story 4, which was fantastic. And there's still a lot of runway left to go with the blockbusters for this summer. So you wanted to talk about a few of those, and I have a feeling maybe you've seen parts of some of these. Let's start with this August. We are getting the next Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Now, it's my understanding that this is more of kind of like a spinoff rather than an additional one in the series.
Yes, it's definitely a spinoff. And it'd probably be standalone. Well, you know, you never know. I mean, if it makes enough money, nothing's ever a standalone. So, but yeah, Hobbs and Shaw, I've seen not the whole thing, although I can count. I haven't seen the whole Fast. I think I've seen two Fast and Furious movies all the way through. So they're not necessarily the movies that I'm get the most excited for. Hobbs and Shaw is more entertaining. It's more entertaining. It's more humorous. The play back and forth between Statham and The Rock.
Jason Statham is in Fast and the Furious?
He's Hobbs or Shaw.
Okay.
So and I can't honestly give you the history behind that because, like I said, I saw the first one and I saw Tokyo Drift, and after that, I kind of perused them. So you know, those two are going back and forth, and they end up having to. It's kind of weird. Like the bad guy is like almost like a superhero. He's been like genetically modified, and he kidnaps Statham's sister, and they end up having to go back to where The Rock kind of came from and fight old fashioned way. And it's fun. To me, this is an easy movie. First of all, it's going to do a ton of money. It's probably going to open to $100 million, which almost never happens in August. The only other movie I can think of would be Guardians of the Galaxy was an August film. Second of all, this one's easy because if you've seen the trailer, you don't need to see the reviews on this. You know, if you think you're not going to like this, this is just an easy movie to decide whether you're going to enjoy or not. So Hobbs and Shaw's August. It's going to roll off of, you know, last year, just for the box office nerds out there, we had a really big February, March, April, May, and even June had Jurassic Park and Incredibles 2. There wasn't a single movie after Incredibles 2 that opened to more than $100 million for the entire rest of the year. And we're going to have two in July, which will be Spider-Man opening. Well, depends on when you're listening to this, but that's opening huge as we speak. And then Lion King 2, which some people think is going to open to over $200 million opening weekend. And then Hobbs and Shaw's got another shot at $100 million in August. So yeah, the box office is going to continue to roll through the fall.
Yeah, so just going back to Fast and Furious a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems like they've, you know, in the U.S. and people are thinking that everyone's bored with the whole series. But we've heard from you on the show on Fridays talk about how they're just printing money overseas and like the Asian markets and, you know, really, really love these films. So they... until they stop making $500 million every movie, they're not going to stop making them.
No, they still do okay. I'm just jumping on my sheets here real quick. The last one that we opened was The Fate and the Furious, opened in April of 2017. And that one opened domestically to $98 million and ended up doing 226 in domestic. It did another... $1 billion foreign for $1.2 billion for Fate and Furious. Yeah. So yeah, why would you ever stop making it? Well, yeah, and they still, well, you know what? It's honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with The Rock. The Rock is kind of why he's, you know, The Rock is hard not to like, even if you don't like that style or whatever. He's just, he has that he's that charming, everyone seems to like, he's got a good sense of humor, and I think that goes international, so he's kind of our biggest international box office. But again, even 220 million domestically isn't, that's still making money on a movie like Fast and Furious. So yeah, the movies that do, there are some movies like Pacific Rim came out and didn't do much. There's a couple of movies that don't do so great here, but they do it, you know, $500 million overseas. Yeah, they're easy. So yes, that's a big part of the market right now, especially China.
So we got that. That's going to come out here in August. Is there anything in September or October to get excited about?
Well, September, and most of you have probably seen the trailer for Stephen King's It Part 2, which is a brilliant trailer, genius trailer. Having the first half of the trailer be in real time, and then have it being one of the creepiest scenes that makes you just want to watch the movie, if you like that sort of thing. I mean, when you're watching the trailer and the old lady goes into the kitchen and she's moving weird, and pretty soon she's walking around naked, and then she rushes out and then the music starts, and I just want to watch the movie. I want to see it right now after watching the trailer. So the projections on it are almost impossible because Stephen King's It set the record for the biggest R-rated opening of all time, I believe. I'm just going off the top. So again, we're looking at possibly another $100 million opening in September, which is almost unheard of for an R-rated movie sequel. It's hard to imagine that everyone who saw the first one, or at least most people who saw the first one, aren't going to want to go see the second one. So yes, that's going to be for September. That's just a monster picture.
So, you know, we talk about, horror and, you know, scary movies do well in the fall. September, does that fall in that time frame, or is that a little early?
It is. September has historically been a time period where people stay away from.
Sure.
Box office wise, because it's just after school starts, after Labor Day, there just seems to be a little bit of lull. But every now and then, it opened in early September. It did a ton of business, so they're saying, well, why don't we open this one in early September? And it's going to do a ton. It's really kind of the if you build it, they will come thing. If you put out a movie that everyone wants to see, it doesn't matter. What happens is if you have a movie that you can have a movie that people will go to in June. Because they want to go to a movie, and it's summertime, that they maybe won't go to in September because they got other stuff to do. And so that's where it affects it. But if, you know, if Marvel wanted to release Avengers 3, on Labor Day Monday, it would open to $100 million. So there's certain things that go past it. But yeah, September, that's why having there's really almost nothing else in September. It's really the only movie of any that matters in September.
Okay.
Actually, well, Rambo opens in September. Rambo Less Blood. I guess I shouldn't watch over that.
Yeah. That's a good popcorn movie.
It is. It's not scheduled to do a lot of business, but who doesn't like? Even I go back. I'm not much. I liked Rambo Last Blood as bad as it was to watch it when I was in college. So,
yeah. So we'll round it out with Maleficent 2 in October.
Yeah. And I forgot about one movie. Probably the movie I'm most looking forward to would be Todd Phillips' Joker. With Joaquin Phoenix as Joker. Yes. I'm not sure that trailer was so good. That's really one good. Of those. That's, we talk about movies that sometimes, we have movies that are superhero movies before they're movies, or you have a comedy this is a movie that happens to be about the Joker. You know what I mean? Like it looks like a real movie, and that's the best kind of movies. If you go back to Stephen King's It when it came out of 2 years ago, part of the charm of that whole movie was the whole Stand By Me aspect of the kids, the Stranger Things Stand By Me feel of those kids' relationship with each other and trying to survive together regardless of the monster, And so anyway, that's why I really, Joker looks just like a hell of a movie. And then we go into Maleficent. Now, we'll bring up Maleficent because next year Disney has a kind of a quiet slate, and Maleficent 2 was scheduled to come out next year. Well, next year is also Disney Plus, where they are releasing their streaming platform. Netflix is in trouble. I mean, I've been saying that for years, and if people own stock in Netflix, they are so far in debt, and
that their PE is like through the roof.
It's well, they pushed all of their debt off into like 4 years ahead, and so they have billions of dollars in debt, but they're not they're losing growth, and now they just announced that The Office is leaving. They just lost The Office, and they're lost Disney, and they're going to lose Universal. And so, yeah, they're going to lose Friends next. So but anyway, with that, let's see, where did it, so Disney, I think, is putting a lot. So they took Maleficent out of 2020 and moved it back into 2019, where they already have Lion King and Frozen 2 and Star Wars, and Maleficent just got dumped into October. So another big picture that's going to open, maybe not that big, but it's going to end up being a, $200 million picture. So a really exciting fall we have coming up.
Yeah. So you talk about Disney's new streaming service that they're going to provide. Do you know anything about it? Are they going to like have straight to streaming releases, or are they just going to kind of like release the Disney archive onto the streaming service?
I know the basics, I know Captain Marvel is going exclusive to Disney Plus, that won't stream anywhere but Disney Plus. I do know, of course, they have a couple of the TV series, the Loki series that they're going to be doing, a Star Wars series they're going to be doing. They are going to release the vault. They aren't going to have a vault anymore. Mm-hmm. But yes, they will. I don't know if they're going to make a standalone movie as much as they're going to make miniseries or things like that they will be doing.
Sure.
So, but if they feel like it, people think that I shouldn't say people, but some people in the industry are like, oh, Disney has their own streaming and now they're going to make movies and they're going to put them straight onto their channel. Well, I used to be in the video business back in the olden days. I was, buying for the video business. People don't remember that when Lion King came out, the next movie that came out, Lion King 2, came out straight to video. It didn't go to the theaters. One of the most successful animated films of all time. They made a sequel and they released it on VHS at the time. They also, Return of Jafar, I don't believe ever went to the theater. That's Aladdin 2. And so Disney, so if they did that, it wouldn't be, the press are idiots. And so they would like ring the bells and say, this is the end of the movie industry, but this has been happening forever. So that would be nothing new.
We play initials every Friday when the power trip is off, and the game goes like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases that share the same initials. These four gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has 6 clues. As soon as they know what or who I am describing, they will ring in. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point, and if they get it wrong, they are out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 5, held by me. I'm also the all-time wins leader with 1, and points leader with 5. Dave, you're tied for 2nd points with 2. How are you feeling this evening?
I feel outstanding, and that is because I am sipping on some Trollway from Insight Brewery, local Minnesota brew.
All right. Well, that's a good way to start the evening. Now, Smitty, you've never played before, but you have hosted Initials on the podcast. So how are you feeling? Are you confident in your abilities this evening?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good tonight. And if I win, you can get a free referral from Rotten Tomatoes.
Beautiful. Ooh, nice. And speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, we have a very special guest with us tonight. Mr. Z playing Initials for the very first time. I was rather surprised to go through Power Trip Initials site and realize you've never actually played Initials before, but you think you're going to kill it.
Sure, everyone's running scared. I'm like, if I win Initials, no one will be surprised because I'm going to be the meat sauce of Initials. And I'm going to throw my chair if I lose it. This is all rigged if I don't win.
I love it. All right. And last but not least, we've got Brandon. Of course, you guys know him better as Power Trip Initials. And Brandon, you're on the opposite end of the spectrum. You said you're not feeling as confident.
I am feeling terrible.
If there's
way
anybody
past my bedtime.
If there's anyone who should feel confident, it's you, Power Trip Initials. Come on.
I know.
He knows all the numbers about the game. We'll see if he can crack the code and get some of these correct. So we will reveal the initials now. I'll give you guys a couple of seconds to write down some ideas if you have any. The initials for tonight are SC. That's like Sam Charlie. SC are the initials for tonight.
All right.
And they're furiously writing away.
Hold on. Let me get a pen that works.
I need a pen. Very dark. All right. Well, let's get going with item number one of SC.
Clue number one.
It's the title of a 2019 hip-hop song by singer Ella May.
Damn. Sorry.
Clue number two.
First appeared in 1954.
Clue number three.
It can be turned off.
Clue number four.
It's always going backwards.
Quotes. Smitty.
Quotes.
Stop. Shot clock.
I'm sorry, I can't give that to you.
Smitty.
Smitty.
Shot clock?
Shot clock.
What? That's what I said.
You said stop initially, so you have to go with your first answer on that. So
this game is rigged.
Okay, AJ.
Nobody likes it when I don't win.
Right.
All right, well, that is 1 point for Smitty. You get item number one. Let's go with item number two.
Clue number one.
Born February 11th, 1962 in Kennett, Missouri.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Steve Carell.
That is incorrect.
Bitch. I'm writing that down.
Clue number two.
She likes a man on a bike.
Clue number three.
She's a 9-time Grammy winner.
Clue number four.
She left Las Vegas.
Clue number five.
One of her biggest hits is the song All I Wanna Do.
Z.
Smitty.
Mr. Z.
Sheryl Crow.
That is correct. And, of course, we can't have Sheryl Crow on the podcast without mentioning clue number six, which was once used in airplane bathroom immediately after Chris Hockey destroyed it. Well done, Mr. Z. That is 1 point for you. You are tied for the lead with Smitty at one. Here's item number three of SC.
Clue number one.
Originally from France.
Clue number two.
Slavery was seen here prior to the Civil War.
Clue number three.
It's always 45.55 degrees.
Clue number four.
Emilio Estevez once appeared in court here.
Clue number five.
It first appeared in 1856. Last but not least,
clue number six.
Geno Parrish scored 15 goals for the Huskies, quotes, who play hockey in this Minnesota city.
Come quotes on.
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud is correct.
I was going to say that when you said the France thing, but I bailed.
Oh.
Suck it, Todd.
Yes, because 45.55 degrees is the latitude of St. Cloud. So that was the clue there. So, yeah, that is correct. So we've got a three-way tie for the lead between Smitty, Quotes, and Mr. Z. Here is item number four of SC.
Clue number one.
Won an award for his police work in 1987.
Clue number two.
He was a Secret Service agent from 1962 to 1984.
Clue number three.
He later became captain of a nuclear submarine.
Z.
Mr. Z.
Sean Connery.
That is correct. Sean Connery. So,
up for Red October.
That's right.
And Bond and the whole bit there. Yep.
So. Yep. So Mr. Z takes the lead 2-1-1-0. Brandon, are you still hanging with us?
Yeah.
He's too busy writing down the scores and keeping track of all the points for us.
This is essentially what it is every Friday for me.
All right. Well, let's see if we can turn things around here with item number five.
Clue number one.
Number eight.
Clue number two.
It lives by the phrase, while I breathe, I hope.
Clue number three.
Has a connection to tigers.
Clue number four.
It's not a fan of the names Hazel, Florence, and Hugo.
Clue number five.
You probably won't get oral sex from Paris here, but you will find Hilton Head.
Z?
Mr. Z.
South Carolina?
That is correct.
Wow. Son of a gun.
So Mr. Z takes a 3-1-1-0 lead after five.
Movies and oral sex. Keep them coming.
That would be a Power Trip quote of the week if we were on a Power Trip right now.
Podcast quote.
All right. We are up to item number six.
Clue number one.
First appeared in 1964.
Clue number two.
Had five Billboard Top 20 songs in 1965.
Clue number three.
Final appearance was on David Letterman in 1987.
Wasn't even born by then.
Oh, good for you.
Clue number four.
Died at age 62 in Lake Tahoe and currently lives in California at the age of 73.
Clue number five.
They had one child named Chastity.
Z.
Mr. Z.
Sonny and five. Cher.
Correct. Mr. Z is killing it. That is a 4-1-1-0 lead. We are up to item number seven.
Clue number one.
It's connected to President John F. Kennedy.
Clue number two.
It was never number one.
Clue number three.
It's a staple of the eighth inning.
Clue number four.
It lasts 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
Z?
Mr. Z.
Sweet Caroline?
Wow. That is number eight, five for Mr. Z.
Is that in Boston?
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba. Yeah, classic.
If you would have said between the second and third period at St. Cloud State, then I would have known it.
See, I can't give too many things away. It's like the eighth inning. It's like you either know that or you don't with Boston. So, yeah.
Come on, good guys. We got to stop Mr. G. What the hell is going on?
Good guys.
It is 5-1, 1-0.
This is the only thing I'm good at.
We have 5 questions remaining. That means, Brandon, you need to run the table to tie Mr. Z here. And Smitty and Quotes, you are getting dangerously thin. If Mr. Z gets this one correct, he is the winner after only, what did I say? This is number 7. That was 7. This is number 8. So he would be the winner after 8 questions.
All right,
here we go with item number 8.
Clue number 1.
Celebrated August 21st each year.
Clue number 2.
Mark Rosen is 1.
Clue number 3.
Flossie Dickey was 1.
Z.
Mr. Z.
Senior citizen.
Bam, Mr. Z once again, and that clinches the victory for Mr. C with 5 items, or with 4 items remaining.
Sorry.
6-1-1-0.
You throw Rosie and Flossie Dickey in there, and you go, if it's got to be senior citizens.
So. You need to test you for Adderall, Mr. Z.
Yeah.
Only that.
You can test me for a whole lot of things. You won't find Adderall, but I've got lots of other stuff.
So. Yeah, not only that, you just set the single game record with number 6. There's 4 items left to go. You could get to 10 here.
He's also the new all-time points leader.
He is the new all-time points leader. You are just and you're tied for the wins record now. So
Randy, keep track of this, right?
Oh yeah.
So in one fell swoop, Mr. Z has completely overtaken the initials game.
All right. A lot of these are old people questions. So I'm the oldest one here, so that helps with Sonny and Cher and Sweet Caroline and so.
All right. Well, let's go with item number 9. Let's see if he can push it to double digits.
Clue number 1.
He's a smoker.
Clue number 2.
He's nocturnal.
Clue number 3.
He wears red, white, and black.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Oh, man. Santa Claus? 5.
Correct.
Hey!
All right.
Nice.
All right, that's 2 for Quotes.
He's a smoker?
Yeah, like the 'twas the night before Christmas. They always talk about the pipe that and the smoke encircled his head.
Well, so. And Bad Santa was a smoker too.
That's right.
Yep. So there you go. Good job, Quotes. You temporarily stopped the momentum of Mr. Z. Mr. Z could still tie the power trip record of 9. However, we got 3 items remaining. Here's item number 10.
Clue number 1.
Originally from Akron, Ohio.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Steve Carell.
Incorrect. You are out for the rest of item number 10.
Clue number 2.
His dad was drafted by the Texas Rangers.
Clue number 3.
He killed a badger in 2008.
Clue number 4.
He signed a shoe deal with Nike.
Clue number 5.
He was drafted immediately after the Timberwolves selected Johnny Flynn in 2009. Smitty Oom.
Steph Curry.
That is correct. Well nice. Done. That cuts it to 6-2-2-0. So you are tied with Quotes for second. We'll see if you can, which one of you can claim second place here this evening.
Thought you were going to say Seth Curry there.
Seth Curry. Okay. All right, item number 11 of SC.
Clue number 1.
You can't smoke it, but it is grass.
Clue number 2.
10-13 feet tall.
Z.
Mr. Z.
Sweet corn?
Incorrect.
Oh,
you are out for the remainder of item number 11.
Clue number 3.
It can power a car.
Wow, that would work too.
Clue number four.
Found almost exclusively in tropical regions.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Sugar cane.
Correct. You nice. Jump into second place. We now have a score of Mr. Z 6, Quotes 3, Smitty 2, and Power Trip Initials 0. So
these are great clues, by the way.
Oh, well, I know.
Terrible clues.
Yeah, we'll let Initials make the final call since he's listened very thoroughly to every single game. So, all right, last but not least, item number 12.
Clue number one.
It was once given as a birthday gift.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Shopping cart.
Incorrect.
Had to go for it.
Anyone else for it was once given as a birthday gift?
I was going to say shopping cart, so I'm not going
to. I said it first.
It's the open space answer of the initials on our podcast. All right.
Clue number two.
It involves roses.
Clue number three.
It's Canadian.
Clue number four.
You can grab a bite to eat at Cafe Tropical.
Clue number five.
Roland is the town mayor.
Clue number six.
Last but not least, set mostly in a motel, one of the catchphrases of this TV series is, "Ew, David!" Five, four,
initials?
Three, initials.
Schitt's Creek?
You got it! All right! Brandon is on the board. Beautiful. Schitt's Creek is the correct answer. Rosie likes to say it on the Power Trip. Nobody else will go there. So
I got one.
Oh. Yes, absolutely. Well, congratulations. Mr. Z kind of cooled off a little bit, but he had this thing put away early. And when Mr. Z wins, we play Electric Light Orchestra.
What a song.
Well, that was very well done, Mr. Z. You definitely deserve your spot on the Power Trip for the Initials game, in my opinion.
Yeah, anytime I'll go there.
Yeah, this is like a local qualifier for the actual game.
A super satellite.
Yeah. Absolutely, this should be like a play-in or something for the Power Trip. So.
Hey, isn't this the song that Hockey lost his virginity on that waterbed to?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I guess it is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of candidates for that song. All right. Well, thanks everyone so much for joining us for this edition of Bets and Quotes Initials. Mr. Z, you nailed it. Well done, sir.
Okay,
thanks a lot, guys.
It was fun.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week on the Bets and Quotes podcast. Now, Dave, you played twice now and you finished second both times. When are you going to break through here on Initials?
It's going to be sometime soon. I just got to get the right initials. Little known fact here, out of the 9 of the 12 points were scored by St. Cloud State Husky hockey fans. So really, really proud that we were represented that way.
All right. So it's a Husky win. So yeah, that would be the ultimate crew is have like you, Parrish, and Mr. Z as an initials game.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we need Perry.
Yep. Then you would definitely guarantee yourselves a win. But Mr. Z nailed it. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he was electric. I mean, I was born in 1990, so some of those are a little out of my range. But that's how initials works. I mean, you got to be a well-rounded. You know, you got to know sports, you got to know movies, you got to know, current events, geography, history, you got to know everything. So,
hey, Ella May released that song and released Shot Clock in 2019. So,
who the hell is Ella May?
Exactly. All right. Well, that will do it for the Bets and Quotes podcast for this week. Hey, just a quick update, Lou. The Twins are up 2-0. So hope you stuck around to the end of the podcast. So, Dave, where can they follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at Power Trip Quotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets, and you can always call our fan line at 908-TOMMY53. We've been holding on. We've had a couple calls. We've been holding off on doing a fan line for a couple weeks. We will get to that next week. So if you have any thoughts between now and then, give our fan line a call, and we'll get those calls in next week. So,
yeah, if Grandma Cooter or Ricky Rubio or someone else wants to call in, maybe even Watto. You could give us a call too and leave a message. We'll get back to you.
Absolutely. We'll take anybody that wants to call. So thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.